season.
Okay, let's get into it. Y'all going to work with me today? Listen, I'm excited. The Lord is doing so many great things. I believe that he's doing the same things in your life because the word says that he is no respecter of person. That what he has done for me, he'll do for you. So I believe that. Y'all know I always say, listen, this is a prayer service. You got to push in on your end. As the prayer leads are going forth, you go ahead and lean in and have your prayer at the same time. At this time, we're going to go on to Brother James, because I don't want to be in too much of your time, sir. So if you're ready, we're going to hand it over to you at this time.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with giving him praise. There's nothing wrong with the fruit of your lips singing forth good praise to God, because that's such a good way to get your day started. But you don't have to just get your day started that way. You can do that in the noonday. You can do that in the evening. Like the song says, joy comes in the morning. And the morning is when you wake up. You can wake up at whatever time. Just give God praise. So I love that. Thank you, Pastor Lenora, for getting us started with some praise. My scripture this morning is going to be actually my favorite book, the book of James, the 21st chapter, 22nd verse. I'm going to just read out of the Amplified Bible. It says, so get rid of all uncleanliness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just come before you, Lord God. We come before you first, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord, for starting us on our way, Lord God. We thank you that on this morning, Lord God, that some of us have just woken up, some of us already been awake, Lord, but we can give you our first fruits, Lord God. We thank you that we can just come to you, Lord God, and first thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God, as we slept, Lord God, for keeping us safe, Lord God, for keeping our family protected, Lord God. We thank you for your angels that's just guard and watch over us, Lord God. We thank you for your blood, Lord God, that just protects us and covers us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word, Lord God, talks about, Lord God, in the book of James, Lord God, how it just makes it clear that those who trust God don't get all they need by becoming an expert in listening to God's word only. We don't become an expert by just being in church and nodding our head and giving the bishop or giving the pastor that's good or amen. All of that is good, but we got to be doers of the word. We got to take that word and meditate on it. We got to take that word and put it into action. We got to take that word and practice it. We got to put some momentum behind it, Lord. And that's what my prayer is this morning. That's what our prayer is this morning, to help us not be hearers of the word only, but be doers of the word, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We don't want the word to just rest in our mind and we know that it's up there, Lord God. But then when it's time to put it in action, we don't represent, or it doesn't look like the word is in us, Lord God, because it should just come out of us, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to accept it in our minds, Lord God, to agree with it in our hearts, and that it can show forth in our actions, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, it is significant, Lord God. It's significant to know the word, but Lord God, we need to have it show up in our daily lives, Lord God. So we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we as believers, Lord God, we as mature Christians, whatever level we're at, even we're one day in, even we're a babe in Christ, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can practice our faith, Lord God, that we can exercise our faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we can strengthen those faith muscles in the name of Jesus. That way we may just continue, Lord God, to be stronger. That way we may continue, Lord God, to be a good representation of you, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. Help us to put into practice, Lord God, all, Lord God, that we're learning, Lord God, all that we're being taught. Help us to put it into practice, Lord God, so that way, Lord God, we, Lord God, our light shines, Lord God. We don't want our light to be dim. We don't want our light to be dull. We don't want Lord God, us to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, Lord God. We want to be where you called us to be, Lord God. We want our radio station, Lord God, to be in tune with your frequency, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, so help us, Lord God, to study your word, Lord God. Help us to know your word, but help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to live out your word. Help us to practice it, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to just walk it out, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. What a great example we have in your son, Jesus, Lord God. He who knew no sin became sin for us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for sacrificing your only begotten son, Lord God, for him to leave, Lord God, such a holy place in heaven, Lord God, and come down, Lord God. He didn't come down, Lord God, to be served. He came down to serve, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. He served, Lord God, in his teaching, Lord God. He served in his worship, Lord God. He served, Lord God, in his preaching. He served all the way up until his sacrifice, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, to be good stewards, Lord God, to just be good examples, to serve, Lord God, in all that we do, Lord God. Help us to be mature, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can live out your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we got to know your word, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We got to know your word because your word, Lord God, is God, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that we can go another level, Lord God. We don't have to stay in the same level, Lord God. Some of us need to level up, Lord God. Oh, help us, Lord God, to level up, Lord God. Help us to do a little bit more. Push a little bit further. Help us to push past that fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So we can do it, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what we think we can't do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can grab onto the horns of the altar and make our petitions known, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says that if we draw closer to you, you would draw closer to us, Lord God. And we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So you're right there, Lord God, with your arms stretched out wide, Lord God. If we just reach out to you, Lord God, you can grab us, Lord God, and pull us up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, continue to lead us and guide us into all understanding, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that we take your word and put your word before you, Lord God. How can we walk out the word if we don't know the word, Lord God? I'm just reminding in Psalms 18:2 that where it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and my horn of my salvation is my stronghold." Sometimes we need to put that word out there just to encourage ourselves, Lord God, that God is our rock and we are a chip off the old block, so we can be strong in moments where things are not looking good. So help us, Lord God. Your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Yeah, there's going to be some darts thrown at us. Yeah, it's going to be some arrows and some things coming at us, Lord God. But I'm reminded in Isaiah 54 where it says, "No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper," Lord God. Ha ha. Thank you, Lord. No weapon, Lord God. No weapon, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because we're armed and dangerous. I remember that message, Bishop. I just listened to it not too long ago. We're armed and dangerous. Hallelujah. We just thank you that we have on the whole armor of God, having our loins girded about with truth, Lord God, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, having on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There it is, which is the word of God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we will put you in remembrance of your word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we know it starts in our mind, Lord God. It trickles into our heart and then into our daily actions, Lord God. Over in Philippians 4, it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you." So help us, Lord God, to transform our mind. Help us to renew our mind, that we have our mind right. Let our mind be stayed upon you, Lord God, and we have our mind right. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Your word says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," Lord God. So help us to get rid of that thinking. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to do it, Lord God, because we want to make sure that we're walking in the right path. We want to make sure that if somehow we detour, we have a discerning spirit with the help of the Holy Spirit to turn around, to repent, to make an about face, to get it right. Yeah, we fall. Yeah, we turn left. Yeah, we go in U-turns. Sometimes we hit our head against the wall, but we thank you that we have a God that we can go to and repent and make an about face and get it right. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we love you so much, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Over in John 4, what is it? Let me see. Yeah, John, where it says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world, Lord God. So you have commissioned us, Lord God, to be great, Lord God. So we thank you. Declare today, I am great. I am great. And we just thank you, Lord God, because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve a God who is able. We serve a God, Lord God, who can take the impossible and make it possible, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are the I am that I am, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that Lord God, you are, Lord God, above. Lord God, you are the God who sits high and looks down low, Lord God. You love us so much, Lord God. You're omnipresent, and you want what's best for us, Lord God. So we just thank you that you're that type of God, a God of mercy and a God of grace, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of the word, that we have fruit, Lord God, good fruit, that when someone look at us, Lord God, they can see that, wow, there is something about that man. There's something about that woman. There's something about him. And that light draws us closer, that our light draws them closer. It's not about us, Lord God, but it's about you getting the glory, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, doers of the word, Lord God. Help us to walk it out, Lord God. Help us to do this in remembrance of you. It's all for your glory. It's not for nobody to get the glory but you, Lord God. So we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, I'll turn you back over to our host. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother James. Thank you for starting us off this morning. We need to be doers, not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. And listen, I gave some just getting in, that's fine. But I want y'all to know, this is Sister LaShonda, I am excited to be here today. You know, we're on our last day of the week, and I'm going to do it a little bit different because why? I don't know when I'm going to be back, so I'm probably not going to behave as after I normally behave. And I am in a worship, praise type of mode. So I was thinking of this song even while Brother James was going, and I said, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. We got to be doers of the word. And when we're set on fire, the word says that in David, that the zeal of his house consumed him. When the Spirit consumes you, you don't have nothing else that you can do but give him praise, give him worship, walk out the way that he wants you to, do the things that he has had planned for you in your life. Somebody might be scared. Somebody may not know which direction to go, but the word assures you that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by him. I know that some of y'all praised them earlier. I get it. Y'all may not have the same type of attitude right now, but somebody just got on, and they didn't get the praise break. Can we give God a little bit of glory? We ain't going to take up too much of Pat's time. I'm coming to you, Pat. Don't worry about it. Can we give him some worship? Can we give him some glory this morning together?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank y'all for joining in the praise. I believe that God is right here in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. We're going to hand it over. Sister Pat, if you are ready, it is in your hands, ma'am. It's in your hand.
Good morning, everybody. Thank God for Jesus. He is, I am, never what you need. And we thank you, God, for filling us with your spirit. The spirit of the Lord God. Lord, let us catch on fire with the word of God. My topic is faith. Thank God for Jesus. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for the evidence of things that are not seen. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are not seen were not made of things which do appear. And Ephesians 2:8 said, by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Lord, we thank you for doing a work in us, God. Lord, order our steps in your word, God. And let not our iniquity, God, have dominion over us, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray, God, deliver us, God, from everything that's not of you, God. Let us walk by faith. Lord, now where we sit, God, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. And we take, Lord, our rightful place in you, Almighty God. And bind up, Lord, every spirit contrary to the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord God is alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration, God. And we call forth the word of the Lord God to come alive in us, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, let us pray, Lord, the will of God over our life, God. And we speak healing over the world, God. Lord, we are intercessors, prayer warriors, watchmen on the wall, prophetic prophets, God. And we cannot fail with the word of the Lord, God. We pray healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, the curse of sickness and disease, poverty, spiritual death. Lord, let us walk in thy will, that you sent your son into the world, that we, Lord, are not condemned, God, that we walk by faith and we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us call those things that are not as though they are in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, God, increase, God, in every area of our life, God. In faith, God, in the word, God, in wheels of knowledge and understanding, God, revelation knowledge, Lord. Lord, let us Let us bear fruit, God, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, that all the gifts operating in us, God, the fruits of the Spirit, the five-fold ministry, God. We pray, God, let our prayers, God, let our prayers and our ministry, God, be extreme danger for the kingdom of darkness, that we are not ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we are more than a conqueror in him that loves us, and we are not defeated, that we are overcomers, that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, we pray, God, hear our cry, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Answer our prayers, God, by the power that parted the Red Sea and the children of Israel crossed over on dry land, God. Lord, increase, increase, God. Lord, increase in every area of our life. Increase our territory, God. Lord, increase, God. Let us, God, walk in thy will, God, with the seed of Abraham. And Abraham blesses his house. Lord, in blessing, bless us. In multiplying, multiply us, Lord, at the stars of heaven, at the sand of the seashore. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high, God. Lord, open up the windows of heaven, God. Pour our blessings, God, that there's not room enough to receive, God. Send down, Lord, your latter rain, your early rain, your former rain on us. Let it rain on us, Lord. Lord, let the wind, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, God, gather all set of bones together, God. Lord, let your word, God, go forth throughout the world, God. Lord, we pray, God, let it fall on us, Lord. Lord, let us hear ye the word of the Lord, God. We pray, God, deliver us, that you are our hatred. Lord, redeem us, Lord. Remember us, God. Renew us, Lord. Lord, let us be at the right place, God, at the right time to be in on the move of God. Lord, we pray, God, thank you, Lord, for angelic transportation, God, to where you would have us to be, God. Lord, let us pray, God, miracle prayers, dumbfounded breakthroughs, God, that confound the world, Lord. Lord, open doors, God, that no man can close, God, and close doors that no man can open, God. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He is, I am, ever what you need. Lord, let us be imitators of God. Thank God for Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for blessing us, that we sit, Lord, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. Thank God for Jesus. We plead the blood over our lives, Lord. The blood, the blood. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. that his finished work on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, empower us, God, to pray the will of the Lord God over our lives by faith. Lord, we pray, God, let the commandments, the first two commandments, God, the love of the Lord thy God with all our hearts, our mind, our soul, and spirit, God. Lord, let us love thy neighbor, God, as thyself, Lord. Lord, on those first two commandments hang all the laws of the prophet, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for faith. Let us walk by faith, God. Lord, let us enter into your courts, God, with praise and thanksgiving on our lips, God. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a double-edged sword in our hand, God. Lord, we stand at the gate and we rebuke the enemy on every hand. He's under our feet, Lord. We stomp the devil's head and send them back to the pit of hell where he came from in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. Lord, we praise you, God, and worship you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for life. Life in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it over back to the host in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. We have life in Christ Jesus. Thank you for that good prayer this morning. Thank you for stirring us up this morning. Listen, people of God, y'all, listen, this Sister LaShonda, if you don't know, you might have just got on. And you say, well, why is she so excited? Well, I'm going to tell you, God is moving, God is blessing. And I just thought about this, and I'm not going to apologize, Brother James, but I did want to mention it. Brother James was sick. The prayer line began to pray for him. I believe that God has healed him. He's right here in place this morning. And let me tell y'all, my granddaughter that y'all were praying for last week, she got out of the hospital. She had RSV. And her breathing was at 72%. And so they were working. They were doing what they were supposed to do. She had to go to three different hospitals. She lives in New Mexico, so it's a little bit different. She had to go to three different hospitals before she could get the correct care. But what I do know is the prayers of the righteous availeth much. That as y'all prayed, I believe that God began to move on her behalf. Now listen, my mother is out there, but I believe that we're two touch and agree on anything. God answers that prayer, and that's what we have to believe as well. When we get on the line in the morning, it's not just to jump on here so that we can hear somebody pray, but it is for us to get encouraged. It is for the oil to be poured into us. It is so that we can worship and praise the Lord because he is worthy of it. Hey, somebody might say, if he don't do nothing else for me, he's done enough. I believe that that's what God is doing on this line. I don't want to take this line for granted. I don't believe that I was, but I'll tell y'all, we're being separated from the line. Because somebody say, well, what's she so excited for? I ain't been here all week. I'm sorry. I've been in training, but I've been waiting to get back to the line. When they told me I was going to be off, I was, can I have my spot, please? Can I? Because I want to tell the people. I want to tell the people how good God is. I want to tell the people how you can speak to the mountain that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I want to tell somebody about I was listening to Bishop even yesterday, the power of a personal relationship. When I tell you, when you know God for yourself, when you experience him for yourself, how different, how much more fire is in your belly. All right, Let me calm down. For the ones that's going to be in Cleveland this weekend, I'm telling y'all, if I only had a couple of days away from y'all, and Bishop don't took a month sabbatical, and he needed it, it's going to be different this weekend, y'all. So if you're in this area, I'm going to tell you, come on out to the AC Hotel. The word is going to be good, as it is all the time. But I'm expecting something different. Can you set your expectations for something more, for something different? All right. Mother Clark, I'm so sorry. It's in your hands.
You don't have to be sorry. I'm just as happy to hear you back on the line as you are of coming back on the line. Praise God for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You go right
okay,
ahead.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I'm messing with this phone over here. I wasn't sure. But I was very happy to hear your voice this morning. And isn't it amazing that we are training for reigning in a spiritual realm, and God fixed it to bless you to be in training for promotion in the natural realm? You know, God is good. If you stick with him and walk with him, he's got a way of bringing things together and showing us things. So I say to you, congratulations, not only on one end, but on both. And as we continue to come together as one, for prayer in the morning, loving one another and praying with one another, God is moving on our behalf for whatever our desires are, not just our needs, but our desires. God fulfills even those things that we just want. It ain't that we need them. God takes care of me. But there are some things that I just want, and he supplies that too. I praise God, and I thank God for the opportunity to pray with everybody this morning. If I was in Cleveland, I would make my way to that AC Hotel, because I sat here all month long saying, well, Bishop on sabbatical, any day he might show up at my house, but he didn't. It got too cold down here for him. And I was even in anticipation that he might come to Charlotte. You know he's coming to Cleveland. And so if I were you, I would be there. And I would sit up under the anointing and the privilege of everyone coming together to celebrate Christ. Well, let me get into my assignment. My message today comes, well, my prayer topic. I guess I think I'm preaching every time I come on. But Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And I read out of the King James Bible. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I wanted to add one more verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing if instant in prayer. I thank God for the verses that I read this morning. I thank God because we get God and he doesn't take us out of the world. We receive salvation, and he doesn't remove us from circumstances. And so Paul is writing this letter to tell the recipients, now that you have God, present your body a living sacrifice. Now, he's calling it a sacrifice because it's not always the easiest thing to do according to the season and time of your life. It could be a sacrifice not to go along with the crowd or the latest fashion or the latest slang, the latest thing that's coming out. It's not hard for those of us that are older not to participate, but when you're younger, it's a sacrifice. And he was hearing of things that he knew salvation had come to people, but they were doing things with their bodies that were not pleasing or acceptable to God. And our bodies, our living flesh that we're living in every day on earth, is a testimony unto God. Now, people should be able to look at our walk, our lives, what we do and don't do, and know that we're Christians. Now, we don't have to dress like old Mother Hubbard or anything like that, but some of the things that are in the world today, we need to refrain from wearing or doing. I think it's wrong to go either way, too naked or too covered. Like I said, looking like Mother Hubbard, we don't have to advertise that we love God. And as God grows in us, he'll teach us what to do and what not to do. We can't expect people to come directly from the world and change automatically. Change comes with time, but it does come. And we have to wait on it and cultivate it until it gets to a certain point where we know automatically what to wear. We know automatically what to say. We know some things that we should do as we're continuing to learn, because we are in training for reigning. And our training is a constant thing that goes on every day. You're never too old to stop training or stop learning. Let me get into the prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We come to praise you and to thank you that you've allowed us to come to the throne of grace, Father, and to receive mercy from you. We praise you for who you are. We magnify you and lift you up, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're holy. And we thank you that you've taught us what holiness is. We thank you, Father, that it comes from the inside out and not from the outside in. We thank you, Father, that we can walk in a bold way, in a way that shows that we belong to you. We thank you for giving us the vehicle of prayer. We thank you for one another. We thank you for the strength that we draw off one another in this prayer service. We thank you for the diversity that we hear in the prayers and how all of that connects with you. We thank you for us getting a broader sense of who you are and how you operate, Lord. Thank you for your merciful kindness. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Father, because we don't pray in vain. And there are praise reports, Father. And we thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for enabling us, Father, to talk to you and to be instant in prayer all day long. We can be instant in prayer because it's in our hearts, it's in our members, and we thank you for putting it there, Father. Continue to fill us with a desire to pray. Continue to fill us with a need for prayer. Continue to fill us, Father, with a conversation with you, Father. Continue to shape us and to teach us, Father. Continue, Father, to keep us in your loving care. We bless you and we thank you for it. We glorify you and we worship you for it. We adore you and we lift you up for it. We thank you for the word that you've given us. We thank you for giving us the ability to read your word, to hear your word, and to live your word. We thank you for the walk that you've given us in Christ, the holiness walk, Father, that we don't go certain ways and we don't do certain things, but we're released, Father, to praise you and to lift up holy hands and to give you the fruit of our lips, Father, that we can glorify your holy name. We thank you for how you've kept us. We thank you for how you've answered our prayers. We thank you for how you will continue to keep us, Father. We thank you for how you will continue to answer the prayers that we submit to you, Father. We thank you for the faith that you've given us, knowing, Father, that we're able to claim those promises that you've promised us with, Father. And they are many. And as we read your word, Father, we are in training. As we listen to the daily bread, Father, we are in training. As we learn more and more, Father, we are in training. And we believe, Father, that we will be reigning. In Jesus' name, Father, we praise you and we dedicate this day to you. Be glorified, Father. Be glorified in the precious name of Jesus. Everyone said amen as I turn the service back over to our host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Clark. Thank you for that good message this morning. We need it. Thank you for that good prayer this morning. We need it. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for our prayer community. And I want to encourage y'all to share the line. Share the line. You ever had a good meal at a restaurant? You tell people. You say, you know what? You want to go there and you want to order this because the food is delicious. Let me tell y'all. The prayer line is delicious. It's delicious. It's a service. And we have to share it. We have to make it not an exclusive club, but we want people to come and get filled. We want people to come and get healed. We want people to come and get delivered. We want people to come and get their joy restored. This is what this prayer line can do. Let me tell you, the prayers go forth, and we get back testimony. I didn't want to just leave today without saying, hey, y'all's prayers for my grandbaby. I believe that where we can't be, God is omnipresent. His hand is not too short. So he was there in New Mexico. Seems crazy, but he was there, right there next to my baby, and I'm able to connect to her through the phone. I'm able to talk to her through the phone, and she's telling me I'm okay, Grandma. So these are the things, like, we have to make sure that we're doing our part. Make sure that we're doing our part. Listen, we're not all going to be on a pulpit, but we are told to proclaim the good news. You should be telling somebody. You should be telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for you. Oh, let me calm down. I'm just so excited. It's almost done. We only got 15 minutes. Some of y'all came in behind the praise. So I'm going to give us a moment. I'm going to give us a moment because I'm the last prayer lead anyway, so y'all can take my time and praise. Listen, I'm going to unmute the line for some that's at work and stuff like that. But if y'all don't mind, look, can we have a little praise break? It ain't going to take us too long. Y'all come on and praise with me real quick. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we love you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Never have.
giving us strength in our hands and in our feet, oh God. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know we did it different today. People of God, I know we did it different today, and somebody might get on and say, this is not how it normally goes. I understand. But the Lord has opened some doors for me, and I don't know when I'm going to get back. I can't tell y'all. So when I come in, just know I'm probably going to be on fire. That's okay. I might only be able to do a 15-minute prayer. That's all right. I might be able to host, and that's okay. But I think that at any time, every time, it's appropriate to give God praise, give him glory, give him honor that he is due. So as I said, I'm the last prayer lead. My prayer prompt is Romans 10 and 17. I'm going to read it out of the King James Version. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can I tell y'all that we have had so many words? I just listened to Bishop yesterday on Daily Bread. We're going to have Daily Bread today. We have had so many words. And even Brother James said that we don't want to just be hearers, but we want to be doers of the word. But our faith comes by hearing. You can hear the wrong thing and bring faith. You can hear the right thing and bring faith. So we have to protect the things that we are hearing so that our faith can be built on the correct thing. So that is my prayer this morning, that we make sure that our ear gates are guarded, that we're hearing the correct things so that we can build our faith up on the correct things, on the word of God. So let us pray this morning. Lord, we thank you and we do praise you. We glorify your name. There is none like you, O God, in all of the earth. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Lord, we thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Lord, we thank you for clothing us. Lord, we thank you for covering us. Lord, we thank you that your angels were charged to keep protection around us. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you have answered the prayers of your people. Lord, someone laid a fleece before you, O God, and you have answered their prayer. We thank you for it this morning, O God. Lord, we rejoice with our brothers and sisters. Lord, that we understand that you are no respecter of person. What you have done for them, you will do for us. So we can stand by faith. Lord, your word says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that your people connect themselves with the correct words, Lord Jesus. Connect themselves to the correct ministry. Allow them now, Lord Jesus, to hear the word that brings faith in the right direction, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that we guard our ear gates, that we don't just allow anything to come into our spirit, but Lord, that we understand that even when we hear the wrong things, it will bring faith because your word doesn't lie. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we're hearing the right thing. Lord, that it's building us up, Lord Jesus. Lord, that our faith, Lord, somebody heard the testimony of my grandchild being healed. Somebody heard the testimony of Brother James' health being restored. Somebody heard a testimony of cancer, the diagnosis of cancer being reversed. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because that allows somebody to know that you are a healer, that your word is true, that you said by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that somebody has a testimony of how you allow financial blessing to come in. Lord, how you blew on their money, oh God. Lord, somebody was about to be evicted, Lord Jesus, and they tell the story that at the midnight hour, at the last second, you came through and they still are in their homes. Lord, somebody has a testimony. I even remember Sister Denise, the whole home being paid off. That's a testimony that many years later I can still draw from because, Lord, I said before, I'll say it again, that you have no respecter of person. What you have done for one, you will do for the other. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can build up on our faith. We can build up on our faith. We'll know that you have opened doors for us that no man can close. We know that you have closed doors that no man can open, oh God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that even as your word, the Israelites are promised the land, oh God. Lord, there's giants in the land, oh God. But Lord, you promised them. You promised them, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I believe that you have made some promises to your people on the line this morning. I believe that you have made some promises to people that's connected to the people on the line this morning, oh God. And Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they will hear your word. They will hear your word that says that you need to hold on. Hold on by faith. Don't give up. Don't give in. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're strengthening us right now, Lord Jesus, that we can find our strength in you, oh God. Lord, that we don't have to get weary, Lord Jesus. We don't have to fall, oh God. But Lord, your word even talks to the fallen one, that the just man falls seven times, but he rises back up again. Lord, for the one that has said, I fell off, I'm not close to him anymore. Lord, we know that you stand. Lord, even as the prodigal son, you stand right there as the Father with your arms wide open, oh God, calling them back to you, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that even as Mother Clark said, oh God, Lord, that she said, Lord Jesus, let me stay on track. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Ooh, Jesus, that you'll draw us. Jesus, that you hear us. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you that you draw us with your loving kindness, that your arms are open to us, that you see our need, Lord Jesus, and you feel us. Lord, even as we're in training for reigning, oh God, Lord, I thank you how Mother Clark brought out training for reigning in the natural, Lord Jesus. Lord, because we'll be like Joseph, and we are the prince of Egypt. We're a prince in the world. Lord, that it's not just about the church only, but it's about the world. That's who you came, you died for. Lord, even when we weren't thinking about you, you were thinking about us. When we didn't care about your will, you cared about us. And Lord, here we are today, Lord Jesus, with our arms wide open. With our arms wide open, oh God. Lord, searching after you, thirsting after you, seeking after you, listening for a word from you, oh God. Lord, some say, we need a word from you. We need to hear from you. We don't know what to do, God, if we don't hear from you. Lord, what will we do? Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you cover the line. Lord, as they go out this weekend, Lord Jesus, you cover your people. Lord, charge your angels to be camped around about them, keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you cover our children, we thank you. Lord, that you cover us when we go into our workplaces, oh God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you cover us while we sit in our homes, oh God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you have given us traveling mercies, oh God. Lord, that the plane doesn't crash. Lord, that the bus doesn't crash, that our cars, we don't get into accidents. We thank you. We thank you that you have covered us, that you have kept us, oh God. Lord, in the palm of your hand, that you know the number of hairs that's on our head. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so grateful that you have moved on our behalf. We're so grateful that we serve the only true and living God. And as we have our relationship with you, as we know you personally, Lord, you would move. And, Lord, we would not be quiet, that we will tell the people of what you have done in our lives. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we praise you for it. Lord, we praise you. I choose you again and again. I choose you again and again. You mean so much to me, dear Lord. I choose you again. I choose you again and again. I choose you again and again. You mean so much to me, dear Lord. I choose you again. Y'all praise him with me. I know we got one more minute. Can y'all give him just a few minutes for the ones that have to go? God bless you. Can y'all give him just a few minutes, a few seconds? I'm going to unmute the line.